Well, if you are a traveler, you think you've been a lot of places, you haven't been every place. Lee Abamonte has. He's one of the world's elite travelers, and he's a premier travel expert. You'll find him on the web at leeabamonte.com. That's A-B-B-A-M-O-N-T-E.com. Lee, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks a lot for having me. Appreciate it.
You've been to every country in the world.
Yes, I have.
And I'm just curious, which one did you like the least?
That is a loaded question, but I guess I'm going to have to go with Nigeria. I just didn't really have a very good time there, I guess you could say.
How do you get around? How do you get around to every single country? You're a young guy. What are you? 29?
33, actually.
33. Okay. Well, yeah. Listen, next time somebody says 29, say yes.
Fair enough.
All right. So you're 33 years old. I mean, you've been to every country on the planet. How did you manage to do this? Because to me, I'm thinking, wow, that had to have been expensive.
Yeah, it wasn't cheap, but, you know, you figure out ways to do it prudently, and you kind of group areas of the world together, and you need a lot of time. Time and money are obviously the key components of traveling to every country in the world. And, you know, I just kind of planned it out and went to regions for sometimes months at a time. And, you know, I travel cheaply, of course, mm-hmm. and, you know, it worked out.
Did your parents ever say to you, son, when are you going to come back home and get a job?
My family thinks it's pretty cool, to be honest, but I have a job, and I always have had jobs, which is how I afford to pay for everything.
Now, what do you do that allows you to take that kind of time off to do this?
Well, I used to be on Wall Street for years. I ran a couple different businesses when I was younger, and then I worked in corporate finance for several years.
Okay.
And now I run my website.
Okay, so you put a little money aside then to do this.
Yeah, of course.
All right, so every single country in the world, were you ever in danger in any of these places?
I tell you, actually, the last sovereign nation that I went to become the youngest American to go to every country was Libya, and it was last summer while the war was still going on, you know, the whole thing with Gaddafi. And when I entered the country illegally, mind you, from Egypt, our caravan, was actually shot at by some of the rebels and some smugglers trying to smuggle cigarettes from Libya into Egypt that were illegal cigarettes from China, actually, believe it or not.
Yeah, you know, I got to be honest, Lee, I don't know if I'd be, you know, some countries look a little more favorably on people coming into the country illegally than others. I wouldn't think Libya would be one that would look favorably upon that.
No, but it was the last one that I had to go to, and I was literally in Egypt, so I just decided to make a run for the border, literally, and it ended up being an amazing experience, less the shooting at the border, but once we got into the country, it was wonderful. I actually got taken in by an amazing Libyan family who I'm still friendly with to this day. It was just a great experience, you know, except for getting shot at.
Yeah, what do you do when you go to the countries? I mean, you do the touristy things, or do you get a chance to get to know people? Do you make friends?
I try to do everything, to be honest. Yeah, of course I do the touristy things. You know, I go and see what there is to see, take pictures, and I write a blog on my website about everything I do. But at the same time, it's the places where you really get to meet the people, such as Libya, and really have, I call it a visceral experience. I was just at a small island in the South Pacific called Pitcairn Island, and where there's only 50 people on the whole island. I was taken in by a family, and that's the kind of experiences I really love. But some places you get that, some places you don't. But I always try to do whatever there is to do in a place.
Are you comfortable when you're staying with people you don't know?
Oh, yeah, no problem. I could talk to anybody, and, you know, I'm pretty friendly, and I like meeting people and, like, hearing their stories and, like, where they came from and how they got to where they are and just the history of the country.
Lee, have you learned anything at meeting people from every country in the world, all these different viewpoints and ideas out there? Is there a lesson to be learned from that, or maybe a common thread that you found among all people?
I tell you what, there's a lot of common threads between people, and basically everyone is pretty much the same. We might look different, talk different, act different in certain ways. We have different cultures, but everybody loves their family. Everybody just wants to live their life, have a good time. Everybody's just down deep, a really good, nice person. Sometimes we have problems with governments. And, you know, we might think that that reflects on the people of that country, but a lot of times the nicest people I've found are people in Libya, Iran, North Korea, and these types of places. And those are really the eye-opening experiences. And you realize that everybody is kind of just like you are. It's just you might have a better opportunity at things than they do.
Now, how did you get in, for example, you go to Iran, you go to places that maybe aren't friendly with the United States. How did you manage to make the trip to these places?
Well, I tell you, it involves a lot of research. Iran is a real tough one to get a visa for. You have to make a bunch of inquiries, and you have to give good reason. You have to go through certain channels, and it's actually costly to get the visa. But you can do it if you really try. The real hard ones are places that they just don't want tourists, not even the unfriendly places, places like Angola or Equatorial Guinea or Gabon, you know, some of those places in Africa, like Central West Africa. Mm-hmm. And, you know, places like Afghanistan are actually pretty easy to get a visa for. But Iran is tough. A place like Turkmenistan is difficult. North Korea took me 4 years to get into, but eventually I got in. You know, it's just basically just keep going at it and eventually you'll get in. But you got to do the research and make the contacts.
What was your impression of North Korea?
If you were to ask me what the most interesting place in the world is, I would say North Korea.
Really?
So,
how come?
It was incredible, an amazing experience. I went to something called the Arirang Mass Games, which is essentially similar to the Olympic opening ceremonies, but it's at the largest stadium in the world. It seats about 175,000 people, and just an amazing display. They practice for 9 months. It's spectacular. It's perfect, and just a great eye-opening experience. And, you know, they mic your room, and they tell you they do. But, you know, nobody's probably listening anyway. It's just a remarkable experience, really eye-opening.
Did you ever feel like you were being watched by government minders anywhere that you went?
Well, in North Korea, you have a guide with you at all times, and he watches you like a hawk. You're not allowed to do a lot of things, and actually, you don't want to either because it's his hide on the line, essentially. If you do something stupid, you don't get in trouble. He does, and you never know what they're going to do to him. Also, in Iran, I had to have a guide, and in Turkmenistan. So those are the places where I really felt like I was being watched because you literally have to have a chaperone, so to speak, with you.
All right, do check out the website, leeabamonte.com. It's LeeAbamonte.com. Lee, a fascinating story you have. I'm anxious to find out more. I appreciate you coming on.
Hey, thanks a lot. I really appreciate it.
All right.